thought they had Buckley's without the big fella. They didn't.
Oh, they were special.
They didn't need you.
Yeah, there was a couple of us missing, and they all stood up. It was, you know, it was really good. I think once myself and Andrew are out, that was sort of a bit of a talk around the place. But the guys who come in, you know, you've got to remember, we've got some good depth there at the moment. Mm. Guys like Jason Bakuya and Tinarua Rona and even Matt Pryor, blokes that sort of haven't played a lot because we've had most of our side in. They really stepped up and went really well. I thought Chris Heinington and Luke Lewis were outstanding.
Mate, I'm mentally still trying to get over the shock of you posting that bruise on your backside. On Twitter. Fair dinkum. It's a mental image. The mental image is bad enough, but actually seeing it's even worse.
I'm struggling a little bit with that at the moment. It's been there for about 4 weeks. I heard it the week leading into the Melbourne game and added painkillers sort of 4 weeks after that, and all sort of caught up with me last week. We went for a scan. You know, after the game last week, and I've got a grade 2 tear in my glute and also the hip problem. So I had a drain last night, a fair bit of fluid come out of it, which made it feel a bit better. So, you know, hopefully we can get some healing done this week and possibly play Sunday.
Nasty stuff. Now, mate, the reality is you're beating the Roosters, then the Knights, and now the Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
You can beat anyone. I mean, that's the confidence you'd need.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think I said last week, now we go back to those games, you know, Canberra and I suppose the Titans especially. I mean, you know, we could be right up in the top four, but we've just got to keep making sure we keep going the way we're going. And, you know, when we did lose those first four in a row, I spoke to a couple of journos last night and they said, you know, who would have thought you could have won the next three? But, you know, to be honest with you, inside the camp, we did. We weren't sure. Our confidence wasn't shot. We knew we'd cost ourselves, you know, three out of the four games. We'd beaten ourselves. So we were still relatively confident that we hadn't forgot how to play good football and we were still a good side. And we came out and proved that against the Roosters and the Knights, obviously. And then last night in, you know, absolutely terrible conditions, the boys just played perfect where the footy, you know. There wasn't a lot of yards up the middle, especially in that second half, but they really dug deep and completed at about 90% in weather like that, you know, it's unheard of. So they played really, really well, and now we've got to keep it going.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I found the match enthralling, I think, because of the weather probably, Paul, and it was still pretty high-quality footy. It was dour, but it was still pretty high-quality footy second 40.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, I think you hit the nail there. It was dour, but that's just the way it had to be. It wasn't,
sure.
You got to remember, it wasn't just wet. It was absolutely saturated. The field was saturated. You saw every run, the water splashing up. The wind was horrendous. The rain just didn't stop. So it wasn't just wet weather. It was out of control how wet it was. So the ball control by both sides was pretty good. And then obviously, late in that second half, South had to try to throw it around a little bit and go wide a little bit. But, you know, I thought the conditions just suited us. And as I said, we played them absolutely perfectly. We took guys like Walker out of the game and Inglis out of the game because it was wet. And we really controlled the big boys up the middle. Burgess, the two Burgess boys and some of their forwards have been going great all year. And Isaac Luke had a dummy half. He's unstoppable sometimes. But because we controlled the ruck so well and we controlled the conditions, we really took them all out of the game.
Hey, Gal, have you ever played in a game because it's been cancelled or postponed?
No, never. And I've never ever heard of it in first grade. I actually thought they might have cancelled the 20s game before it just because of field condition and how it would look on television. But, you know, they kept them both going and there was some talk from a few NRL officials before the game asking our officials if they're concerned for player welfare at all, because apparently a few chairs were piling around in the under-20s game and they thought if debris starts flying around at all, it could be, you know, hazardous to the players. But everyone wanted to play and no one wanted to cancel, that's for sure.
We're chatting with Paul Gallen. I guess I've got to ask, will you be at Ramonda Stadium next season, mate? How are you going with the contract?
Oh, yeah, look, the club met last week with my manager. I think it was about a week ago and Dave just rang me after it and said everything's really, really positive. So I had a meeting with myself with Lyle Gorman. It was last Tuesday or Wednesday, and everything is really positive out of the meeting. Nothing's been done yet. We haven't had anything done as yet. But as I said last week, it was all positive. And Flanagan came out on the weekend and said he'll be here next year. So I think I'll be there next year. I've said it before. You know, I don't want to go anywhere else, but I've still got something to offer the NRL and hopefully get sorted out the next week or two.
Mate, do you just want 1 year and then a couple of years in England, or do you want 1 year and maybe pursue the fight career? What's your preference?
So my ultimate plan is to, you know, to play one more year at Cronulla and then just have a go overseas for probably 12 months. That's about it. I don't want to quit rugby league to pursue the fight game at all. I still want to pursue a boxing career in between, which is in the pre-season between, you know, October and end of January. So, which is way out of football season, and that's you know, the club know that, and that's my plan. I told Lyle last week I would never let the boxing get in the way of my rugby league preparation or the games at all. So, and they know that. That's my attitude. And Flano's got no drama with it at all. I've had, you know, five fights over the past couple of years, and Flano has my attitude towards it and my attitude towards training with the football team. So I know he's got no problem. We've just got to sort it out with a few board members, I think.
Gal, topsy-turvy round yet again. Really hard to pick. Some of the there were a lot of sides got out to good starts and got chased down. I suppose the most dramatic was the Tigers going down to the Raiders.
Yeah, it was it's unbelievable, and I suppose the Newcastle Power one too. But
yes,
yeah, the Tigers just, I mean, 22-6 I think at half time, or 22-10. It was unbelievable. I'm sure that they'll be looking back at that one, you know, in weeks to come and be ruining that as well. But you know, it just goes to show in this competition at the moment, if you're not consistent for 80 minutes on the field, any team can beat anyone. That's how close the competition is. I think we saw early on in the competition, teams like South and the Roosters were probably a week or two in front of everyone, but now everyone's sort of got their match fitness up, and you know, everyone's got a good top 17 players. If you've got injuries can certainly come in and affect sides, that's for sure. If you're dipping into your sort of 25th, 26th and 27th player, you know, that can really affect you. But if you've got your sort of top 20 available, anyone could beat anyone.
Yep. Cowboys were down 12-0 as well and came back, which, mate, I mean, the Roosters have lost three games in a row, but they're still playing pretty good. If the grand final was played now, who would Cronulla play in it?
Probably I think the Cowboys. And I think on the back of their forwards, I mean, I know Jonathan Thurston's been getting all the credit, and he deserves, you know, the majority of it. But I think Tom Alolo's been outstanding. He's been probably the best forward in the competition. He's been breaking tackles and making yards. And he's gone from that edge back rower that can sort of break the line and score a try to a middle player at most of the time at the moment, who's got a high work rate but can still break the line and break tackles. So he's going outstanding at the moment. Gavin Cooper is going really well. And I think Matt Scott, you know, after sort of 4 to 6 games, he's picked up his match fitness and he's getting back to his best as well. So I think I'd have to say the Cowboys at the moment.
And Gal, just the topical stuff at the moment with Daly Cherry Evans, he sort of tried to put to bed a backflip and what have you, but they've got to do something about this
round 13.
This round 13 close off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, this has been on everyone's lips for 12 months now. I mean, with guys transferring clubs from, you know, early on in the season. I mean, I can't blame players for it. And if I want to know what I'm doing next year, there's no doubt about that. So I don't blame players for it. I don't think you can wait till the end of the season to do it, because players just don't have enough time to get prepared. But just, they've got to come up with a rule. If you sign a contract, you sign a contract. You know, if you want to get out of it, you're going to have to go to court and, you know, spend some money and do it the hard way. There can't be a round 13 deadline. I just think it's comical at times, really, to think that guys can sign a contract in round one and they've still got 3 months to pull out of it. You know, it's just silly. I don't even know how that works.
See, if you wait till the end of the season, you're saying it's not enough time to sort of prepare for next season regarding family and all that. Is that not just
That's my attitude towards it. Yeah. If I'm off contract now, which I am, you know, I've got a family, I've got kids, and so does every NRL player. At the end of the day, I'm a human.
But if the Bronx came along tomorrow or later today, Gal, and offered you triple your contract, I bet you could be there next week and playing.
And probably not next week, but probably next year.
You could work that out with your family. You could commute for a while and get them up. I mean, I'd make it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure you probably could, but I mean, as we said, you just ask if they come, you know, and offered me it today or tomorrow. But that's the thing, Bronx. Yeah. If we're going to do this transfer window, a club's going to be allowed to talk to players now, or do they have to wait to the end of the season?
All of that, yeah.
I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work. That's something that the NRL will have to work. I mean, we used to have the June 30 deadline, and every club was talking to every player January, February throughout the year, and come July 1, all of a sudden there was three or four players who'd signed with clubs, you know, that day. So, I don't know the perfect situation. All I know is this, to have round 13 cutoff is yeah. ridiculous. It's comical to think players can pull out of a contract that's signed 3 months earlier. I think it's stupid.
Yeah, I agree, Gal. When are you back?
So, mate, fingers crossed this week. As I said, I had a fair bit of fluid taken out of it last night, so fingers crossed that helps over the next couple of days with the healing, and I can probably start running maybe Thursday and see how I go for Sunday.
Good on you, mate. Against the Panthers as well. Good luck.
Thanks, boys. See you next week.
Thanks a lot. Paul Gallen there. Always a good chat about all things.
Real good chat.
Rugby league. We've got this City Country around the corner as well. So
not far. The old debates will continue. The same ones, Slats.
And State of Origin, not far away. Before we know it, it'll be upon us.
And I think it is significant nowadays because Laurie Daly and the City Country coaches are using it as a rigidige sort of trial to have a really good look at people to see how they combine and how they fare in camp and also at that, you know, next level of footy up from the National Rugby League. So we're going to see the halves still up for debate in the City Country, and the same old stories will be circulating of whether it should be played or not. But if Laurie wants it as New South Wales coach, if he sees it as beneficial, I think we should be keeping the game.